Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Will and Judy Shattuck from Belchertown and Shattuck's Sugar House. This is it. It's sugaring season. Although, Will, when I said that, because of the warmer weather we've been having, he said, oh, it's just a...
Just a tease.
Just a tease. So are you tapping at this point?
You've got 2.5 feet of snow in the woods.
Yeah.
It's a difficult time.
Yeah, I bet. Sometimes it'll ruin the maple run if the weather gets herky-jerky like this. Yeah. Warm, then cold.
Typically, 1st of March has got a cold spell.
Yeah.
So average time is 3 weeks in March.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's really early, that taps will start to heal in a matter of weeks. So we really want to have it fresh taps when it's time.
How do you know when it's time? You just lick your finger and stick it in the air?
I have this vision, really, that you wake up in the middle of the night and you're agitated with a slight fever and you just can't stay in
bed. It's time.
Yes, you look at the weather. It's a feeling. Yes, it is, absolutely. 1 year, 20 years ago, every day for the whole month of March, I said no, no, no. And there was actually 2 days in the month of March that was a sugar day.
Really?
So it's a feeling.
So then did you lose? Were you able to do it into April?
That year was a very bad year.
Was it a bad year because you kept saying no, no, no? Or because it was just a bad year?
Because it was a bad weather.
Uh-huh. And you can just sense it.
And the sap didn't flow.
Is it the sap in your own body that's like you can feel it moving? It's slow in there, and I tried to tap it. It didn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it didn't.
No, actually, it's a smell in the air and the warmth and the sun
and the moisture.
Just you walk out and you're hearing birds and you're going, this, and you can smell the air, the warmth in the air, and you're going, this is it.
That must be hard for you, as I'm assuming this is, you know, your bread and butter or your maple, at least some of it, that to say, no, it's not time right now, instead of just say, the date says it should be time, let's get out there and go.
Yes, and that's historically, a lot of people said, Washington's birthday is time to tap.
Yeah.
We never said that. We also sell maple equipment. So there's a lot of people who have small setups.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go now.
They want to go.
And we said, no, just wait. No, we're going to go now.
You guys are the experts, Will and Judy Shattuck from Belchertown and Shattuck's Sugar House. Okay, so I go through this every year, both for myself and my own edification and for the listeners' benefit. But people see grade A, grade B, light amber, dark amber, maple cream, maple sugar that you brought, actual like kind of granulized sugar. What's the first sap that comes out of the tree that gets boiled, turns into?
Every year is different. Last year it started out as dark syrup. Typically it's light syrup.
Huh.
But it can be different.
And what makes it grade A, grade B? It has nothing to do with quality so much, right? It has to do with timing of the when it comes out of the tree? Or sugar content or something?
Yeah, sugar content is one of them, and how you boil it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the quicker you can boil, the fresher taps, fresher sap, the better the syrup is.
Judy, do you prefer the light amber, the dark amber?
Light.
Wait, we didn't hear from Judy.
Yeah, we didn't hear from Judy. Don't cut me off, Will. Will, you keep cutting her off. Judy, what do you like?
Well, actually, I do like the light. We prefer light. Our whole family prefers light. If you want sweet and light, then it's light.
And the darker and the B usually has more of a maple flavor, right, rather than a sweeter flavor?
It has a sharper flavor. Artificial syrups are very sharp when you taste them.
Mm-hmm.
The B syrup can taste like that.
Now tell me about, you brought some maple cream, which for me for so long was reserved simply to county fairs. And that was a good time for me because it's a month in September that I'm going to have to deal with my maple cream addiction. But now you've brought this whole tub of maple cream and you put a spoon in it. What do you use the maple cream for if you're not making fried dough in your kitchen?
Toast.
I do toast.
Bagels.
Myself. Yeah.
Mm. It's fruit.
And a spoon.
Just a spoon.
Mm.
You've had a rough day.
you're feeling
kind of emotional. Open up the tub of the maple cream. Dip the spoon in.
Takes me because I have an old tobacco lap machine that has a pudding pan on it, and it takes me quite a while to make the maple cream because you have to cook it, cool it, and then churn it. A lot of stirring and making sure it doesn't crystallize if you get it too hot. Sometimes I play with temperature, and I learned from another sugar maker up in Deerfield, and that's where we got his machine, and it shakes and it rattles and it makes a lot of noise.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I wish I had a new one, but I use this one and I can make small batches.
You hear that, Will? She's asking. That's twice now. She's asking for a new machine to make maple cream.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of curious. There's always been a community tradition about being able to tap trees, your neighbor's trees, the trees on the common. You made that more possible Massachusetts-wide for other maple syrup producers.
Yes, that's true. Approximately 30 years ago, we commissioned the MDC in Boston to tap the trees in Quabbin. And it took a lot of politics, but once we got it started, it has worked very well. There's several sugar houses that use the Quabbin. I think right now it's about 7,000 taps. By getting the commission to agree that it is an age-old tradition and doesn't hurt anything, and it doesn't take away from water quality, they agreed to that. And we've kept them to that agreement.
Judy and Will Shattuck from Shattuck's Sugar House in Belchertown. There's sort of a community tap on tap for Belchertown that happens. Is it sort of a big tapping ceremony on the common?
Yes, it is. 10 o'clock in the morning on the Belchertown Common, March 7th.
So how do you know March 7th is going to be a good tap day?
That's a guess.
It better be.
We've already planned
it's
the event.
Rain or shine, or cold.
Will and Judy Shattuck from Shattuck's Sugar House in Belchertown, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.